We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Caregiver Dave Celebrity Segment. I'm excited to welcome program Caregiver Dave and Sandy. Dave, how are you? What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing good. Getting ready to go to Philadelphia. So close to you in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you hop on a plane and we can have lunch or something?
It's five, no, you're not as close as you think. 5 hours difference. Everyone thinks
Pittsburgh that big, huh?
Yeah, Pennsylvania is that big for sure. And our guest today, joining us today, is from Bal Ethnic's co-founder and choreographer and dancer, Waverly Lucas. Waverly, thanks for stopping by. How are you, man?
Thank you, Neil. Thanks for having.
Absolutely. First, tell us this upcoming performance at Kennedy Center, and when is it, and what is it all about, the significance to the company and you and society overall?
Yes, this is a very important performance, I think, not only nationally, but internationally, to recognize the work that we've done for 32 years, being one of the three professional Black ballet companies in the American Black Ballet Companies, and Bal Ethnic actually being the only one with a female co-founder as well, with my wife, Nina Gilreath, as a co-founder. And also pointing out that our unique blend of classical ballet and African dance concepts, which we've, that's been a praxis that we've focused on for 32 years of our existence. So one of the things that we've done consistently. So I think those are the things that distinguishes us from the other two Black professional ballet companies, Dance Theatre of Harlem, which my wife Nina and I came from, and Collage Dance Collective, who will be joining us on the program at Kennedy Center called Reframing the Narrative.
Wow. Hey, Waverly, how's the rallying cry for social justice that we're seeing these days impacted your dance company and the world of dance overall, especially for Black dancers?
Well, the thing is, it's been a struggle that we've been dealing with far beyond the current conditions. I think what it's done is it illuminated some of the, atrocities that we've seen. But the thing is, it's been here. We dealt with it. And as Maya Angelou would say, and still we rise, and we continue to press on. We figure out a way to navigate through it, where some people allow it to press them down and some people can't get above it. But what we do is we use our platform to fight not only for ourselves, but for other organizations and other people who can't necessarily fight for themselves.
What can you tell us about how Bal Ethnic survived during the pandemic when so many theaters were forced to shut down and some dance companies just couldn't keep going?
Right. One of the things we focused on a long time ago is investing and reinvesting in our product. And when I say our product, I don't just mean the physical product. I mean the people, because one of our philosophies is that people are greater than things, but things allow you to do certain things that you need to do to survive. And one of the things that we focused on early on is real estate. We purchased our property, we paid off our property, we didn't live above our means, we paid our bills so that we, so that our credit was decent. And so it gave us some flexibility to do some things and to help other people. And this is what we've utilized. With our Bal Ethnic estate, we have the Bal Ethnic Artist Residence. We have the Community Garden, Bal Ethnic Community Garden. We have the Bal Ethnic Memorial Garden. We have the outdoor stage, which we utilized greately during the pandemic, throughout the pandemic, whereas when others were shut in, we were able to continue to work by going outside on our Bal Ethnic outdoor stage. And so I think, our ingenuity is our strength, and our passion for humanity and our community is what has kept us, surviving.
Kudos to you, Waverly. That puts you in the 1% bracket of being debt-free.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people who are going to survive.
Yes, and that was funny because that was one of the things that We spoke with Michael Kaiser, formerly of Kennedy Center and of Bloomberg Foundation. Michael Kaiser told us, he was like, you know, be conservative with how you spend and you know, pretty much hold on to your funds to get through this tight period, that unknown period, which was the pandemic and the social, you know, injustice, unrest and everything that was going on. And whereas we get out of one thing and, you know, it appears that we're going into something else. So it's a lesson for us.
Gasoline now.
Right. Well, it's the whole idea with Putin, you know, invading, you know, and so Ukraine. And so that's major. Some of the things that we're seeing going on. These are a lot of pandemics, a lot of serious things, one after the other. And you have to be spiritually yoked in order to get to navigate through these things. And I think that's been the foundation of us. We, you know, we use our healing drum circles, you know, which that was something that was my independent study in Ireland at the Irish World Academy of Music and Dance of the University of Limerick. I'm one of the class of 2020, the pandemic class. And 2 years later now, April 23rd, I'll go back there and actually walk in my cap and gown finally, you know, my master's of ethnochoreology.
Now, you didn't found this by yourself. You had some help, right? Your wife?
Oh, definitely. My wife, Nina Gilruth, as I pointed out, the only female co-founder, the first and only of the three professional Black ballet companies. Wow. And I think that's, you know, incredible, astounding. You know, and so, yeah, she's a major part of it. There's no way in the world I'd be able to do it by myself.
You've been together how long?
Ooh, we've been together since we were dancing at Dance Theater Harlem and then through Balletic. So over 34, 35 years.
Yeah, don't forget your anniversary or you'll be in trouble.
So, and then when you talk about what goals, why and have you met your goals for the company, especially with this big opportunity we're talking about with the upcoming performance at the Kennedy Center?
Well, I think we have ongoing goals. You know, we've met aspects of our goal. One of the major goals is our capital campaign, whereas we're trying to really build out our facility, we, you know, because we own the land, you know, in our community. And so it offers us the opportunity to really build something sustainable for future generations and to have an organization that lives beyond myself and Nina, the founders. And that's our goal, is to, you know, we've been blessed to do what we do, even though we've struggled for, I would say, 30 of the years. These two years, we've gradually kind of moved out of the harsh struggle. And so we're able to live and enjoy it a little more. But I want to make sure that our succession is smooth and it's one that brings someone in or people in that have a passion for not only the dance and ballet and African dance concept, but also for the community, because the community is what's most important, and humanity.
You obviously have vision. What do you see for the future of Balletic and the future for Black dance companies and dancers of color? And is it changing enough for them?
Well, I think one of the challenges is a lot of the Black dancers, now that this big inclusion thing is going on, you're having a hard time getting the Black, you know, classical dancers.
Well, yeah,
because now the traditionally white organizations that have more resources can offer them more. And there's a mental aspect to it also, which I think, you know, pretty much goes back to, you know, when you've pretty much been treated like an underclass. It's a mental thing where you think because it's, you know, it's not, you're in mainstream now, you've made it.
Right.
No matter what level it is. And so often they're not as interested in the challenge of forging something new, making a new way. And so that's the challenge that we have. So I think our biggest challenge is now expanding more internationally in what we do.
Interesting.
So tell us again, Ballethnics will appear at the Kennedy Center, and how our audience can get tickets and learn more about your dance company.
Okay, yes. The tickets can be purchased through the Kennedy Center. Go onto the Kennedy Center on their website. And basically, that's they have the whole Reframing the Narrative is the name of the program, June 14th through the 19th. And that is with Dance Theater of Harlem, Ballethnic Dance Company, and Collage Dance Collective.
Excellent. Wow. You know, it's such great, great content, great information. How excited are you? You've talked about, you know, the performance, but, you know, this coming up, like with the Kennedy Center, the memories you have of the Kennedy Center growing up and being with us to talk about this. This is mm-hmm. so monumental. People don't understand. The Kennedy Center is mm-hmm. the Mecca.
Yes. My first performance at the Kennedy Center was with as a member of Dance Theater of Harlem. We premiered a ballet called Phoenix Rising. At the Joffrey Holder did an incredible set design for that ballet. You know, the ballet took a bit of a hit. It was a challenge, but you know, as a premiere, but the set design was phenomenal by Joffrey Holder. And you know, like I said, that was my first time there, and so it was incredible. And this many years later, I'm back there. You know, it's like, and what I love about it is I'm back as a co-founding director and choreographer.
Will so Jeff to me, Free be that's building, me. Will Joffrey be building the sets again?
Oh, Joffrey Holder has passed. May rest in peace. But he
rest in peace.
Was awesome. You know, yes.
Cool. Now, before I get to Dave's question for you, I really think about performing and the performance and how dance is just expanded in its reach, especially when you talk about Dancing with the Stars and all mm-hmm. the dance competitions. How many of your dancers are looking in that area, not just the classical, to develop as dancers? What would you say in that situation?
Well, I think, you know, dancers now in generally are really looking at the full gamut of options that are available for them. One of the things, the challenges that I think many of the grassroots arts organizations have is the fact that many of the you know, of the dancers are going more over into film. Before that, it was more Broadway. So you have many options once you've reached a level of proficiency that, you know, that are within your reach if you're willing to put in the work. But it's all about the work because, you know, all organizations want dancers with integrity in their work, with artistic capabilities, and basically, you know, that have the temperament to handle what we do.
That's great. All right, Dave, you have your caregiving question. And I'm go ahead and ask the caregiving question.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not a very good dancer, but I am a caregiver. mm-hmm. And I do own a business. I have a gas station. And one day my wife had a headache 4 days, turned into a stroke, lost her speech, became paralyzed on one side at the age of 52. And I was 42. And all of a sudden, I'm a caregiver. And I had to learn the hard way for a couple of years to go through the grief process of how to survive this. And then later on to thrive it, which we're doing now. I've spoken all over the country, spoken at Carnegie Hall and on 52 TV shows and just helping people to survive. Because 30% of caregivers die before their loved ones do just from the stress. And I believe everybody's going to be eventually either going to become a caregiver or need a caregiver. My question to you is, how has caregiving touched your life? And have you thought about, you know, the prospect that one day you may be a caregiver or need a caregiver?
Well, actually, my wife and I were caregivers for my mother-in-law. And we did our best. She suffering from dementia.
That's terrible.
You know, you realize how much it takes because it's a 24-hour job. You know, you can say, okay, I'm going to handle it for this many hours. You handle it that many hours. No, it's a 24-hour job. And that eventually we did have to get professional help with her. Because it got to a point where we were afraid that she would just walk off during the middle of the night.
She's a wanderer.
And we would
huh?
never see her again, you know, because, and the thing is, sometimes it's most dangerous for the ones who can maintain a sense of rationality. That's the scariest part. That's the scariest part, because people outside of people who are around them, they don't realize that the illness is there.
Exactly.
And so, you know, they're listening and they're convincing them that everything's fine, and they're, you know, and they're talking to them, and so they can navigate around, you know. And so that's the scariest part. And I was a nervous wreck the whole time. I would sleep right on the couch, you know, where I could see the front door when I was there, just so that I know she's not wandering off.
Yeah. Today we've got a lot of technology, nanny cams and little alarms, right, et cetera. But yeah, God bless you for doing that. I created a website.
Likewise to you.
Well, thank you. CaregiverDave.com is an online community support group. Any caregivers out there who need help, want to not just survive, but to thrive, go to CaregiverDave.com. Lots of free gifts, tools, resources.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we appreciate it. And then Waverly, best place we can go, purchase tickets now, go to your website. Is that the best place?
The tickets actually are available through the Kennedy Center.
Okay.
You know, that would be the Kennedy Center. www.kennedycenter.com, I believe it is. And then definitely check out Balethnik's website, www.balethnik.org, because we can also direct you there.
Well, we appreciate it, Waverly. It's great information. It's great to see how you're definitely doing such great things for the community and doing your passion at the same time. We appreciate you stopping by, and thanks for coming on.
All right. Thank you so much for having us.
All right. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show's Caregiver Dave Celebrity segment. We'll be back in just a moment.